Tonight on Comedy Central, the controversial animated TV series South Park presents its first Christmas special. TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
Christmas time is a special time for South Park because the show got its start and its big break because of this holiday season. A few years ago, a Fox TV executive commissioned two young talents, Trey Parker and Matt Stone, to create a funny video Christmas card he could send to friends. Parker and Stone got an animation camera and a lot of construction paper and turned out a 5-minute short called The Spirit of Christmas. It told of a small group of grade school kids, and it was intentionally and outrageously irreverent. These cartoon kids were no rugrats. They swore up a storm, some died horrible deaths, and the subject of this holiday video was a fistfight between Santa Claus and Jesus about the true meaning of Christmas. That cartoon was nasty and funny enough to have it make the Hollywood rounds quickly, and to have friends make copies for other friends. Before long, Spirit of Christmas was the most bootlegged offering since Bob Dylan's Great White Wonder, but it was too raw and offensive ever to be shown on television. That's where Comedy Central came in, and asked Parker and Stone if they could tone down the idea just enough for advertiser-supported cable TV. They did, and in August of this year, South Park, the TV series, was born. Tonight's Christmas episode is only the 10th original installment of South Park to run on Comedy Central. But already, it's the network's all-time most popular series. Here's a good taste of why. To start off tonight's show, South Park presents a rehearsal for a Christmas pageant that lifts directly from the Bible recitation given by Linus in A Charlie Brown Christmas.
Lights, please. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. For born unto you this day in the city of David is the Savior, is Christ the Lord. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards men. And now, South Park Elementary presents the birth of Jesus. Ooh, come on, Mary, push! I can see its head. It's a boy. Ooh.
Wait a minute. Wait. Carl, what the hell was that? You need to hold the baby by the legs, not by the head. What kind of sick weirdo are you?
Sorry.
And Wendy, I'm still not believing the labor pains.
Okay.
In South Park, things never go too nicely. The kids go outside to catch falling snowflakes on their tongues, just as the Peanuts kids did. And even do it to piano music suspiciously similar to Vince Guaraldi's classic jazz score for that show. But this time, a bird flying overhead ruins the festive mood by dropping something other than a snowflake. That's the first, but by no means the last, scatological reference in this particular South Park. In fact, the episode surrounds an allegedly mythical holiday creature called Mr. Hanky the Christmas Poo. He's a slender little brown guy with a Santa Claus hat who, according to legend, emerges each Christmas from the toilet bowl to reward all those with high-fiber diets. I know, it sounds disgusting. It is disgusting. But it's also very funny, and there's an energy to the irreverence that makes South Park a treat, even during the holiday season. Especially during the holiday season.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.